While we're sitting in isolation, it is important to remember there's one section of davening that we add when we daven alone. And that is at the end of Shema, we add the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes in order to have the complete 248 words. Or in Shulchan Aruch, there's brought another option that we add before Shema the words Keil Melech Neman. Our custom is to add Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Dafka, when we're alone, we have an extra increase of a siyata d'shmaya and an awareness of Hashem, elikechem emes, the truth of Hashem. Keil melech neman, now the Eibishter is the king neman, he is trustworthy, we trust him in everything he does. We believe that everything he's doing, he knows what he's doing, and everything is for a good purpose. People are troubled about the fact that there's so many mitzvahs that are becoming very difficult for us to do right now. And this brings to mind a maimer that the Mittler Rebbe said, printed in Mamore Adman and Tzoy Kuntresim, the Debramaske Lehovin Inyan Lekiches Anshei Chayil. At the time there was a gzeid of the Kantanisten where they took Jewish children and forced them to become part of the army where they couldn't keep many, many mitzvahs. And the Mittler Rebbe explains there the idea why during Churban Beis Hamikdash the Eibishter took away so many mitzvahs from us, there's hardly any mitzvahs that we could do right now. Why is the punishment for not listening to what Hashem says to take away many mitzvahs? Shouldn't the punishment be in other ways? And the nekuda that it says in that maimon, it's explained at length in the maimon of the Rebbe as well, Vayedaber Lekim, Tavshin Chavdalad, Parshas Yisro, Tavshin Chavdalad, the Eibishter loves us. And the Eibishter loves us, and the removal of the mitzvahs is not because Hashem doesn't love us. What he explains over there is, gives a mashal of a doctor. When a doctor tells a patient, gives him a lot of instructions, do this, don't do that, don't eat, don't do this, don't do that, make sure that you follow the following guidelines. All the medications a doctor will give, if he doesn't listen to the mitzvah sloises of the doctor, to the warnings of the doctor, the medications won't help. During Zman HaGolos, we particularly have an opportunity to keep mitzvah sloises. We can keep as much as before all the negative commandments. What we have a hard time is with the mitzvah sasei. If we keep the mitzvah sloises properly, that will help us with the mitzvah sasei too. And even with the mitzvah sasei that we do have, if the midas hadin is mekatrig, the attribution of justice complains and says that Yidden are not really doing these mitzvahs properly. It's a mitzvah sanashim alamada. They're doing this just out of habit, habitually. But if we see that when it comes to a mitzvah that Yid can do, and Hashem takes away from us the opportunity to do a certain mitzvah, and Yid has tzar, and it bothers him that I can't do this mitzvah, that shows how much geshmak we have in those mitzvahs. Hatzar hu lifi erech hatainug. And when we later have an opportunity to do this mitzvah, we do it with a tremendous His slav was gedoyl of a tiny godel. And that takes away the kitrug, and that shows that really, ultimately, all the mitzvahs we're doing are not mitzvah nashim alamada, but doing it really out of love to Hashem. So this is really a chesed that Hashem is giving us, that we should be able to reveal that we really want to do all the mitzvahs, and it bothers us that we can't do the mitzvahs properly. The Mesillas Yesharim writes, and it's brought in many Sfarim as well, Tachlis Hazehirus Shaloi Nizohir. The ultimate caution is not to be cautious. It's important to take this into account. We need to keep those guidelines that we're told, but don't overdo it. Do exactly what you're told. Being overcautious, part of caution is not to be overcautious. Overcautious meaning coming up with your own Mishagasna and start becoming obsessive and compulsive about this. Yes, wash your hands and sanitize them at all the times when you're told to do that. But don't start panicking and don't start overdoing things. Do exactly what you're told. So leibish to help from the schus of the simchan de bitachin. We should be mekuyim the vart. Keep a simcha seitzeu. That simcha helps us go out of everything. Seitzeu min agolus, be able to go out of golus. And oz yomiru bagoyim, like the Chayzim Elablin said, and it's quoted in many sikhs, oz yomiru bagoyim. When Mashiach will come, we will say, Hidl Hashem, lasa simanu. You know why Hashem did such great nisim to us? Hayinu samech, because we were happy. Let us be zoicha to the coming of Mashiach, oisi yisamech, now.